Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर फाइव टेक्स्ट नंबर 24 ते मैयाखिल चापलेर्भके दान्ते धृतक्रीडानकेऽनुवर्तिनी चक्रुकृपां यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना शुश्रूषमाणे मुनयोल्पभाषिणी ते मय्यापेताखिल चापलेर्भके दान्ते धृतक्रीडानकेऽनुवर्तिनी चक्रुकृपां यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना शुश्रूषमाणे मुनयोल्पभाषिणी ते मैया पेता किल चापलिर्भके दान्ते द्रुतक्रीडानकेन वर्तिनि चक्रुकृपां यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना शुश्रूषमाणे मुनयोल्पभाषिणी మై అంటు మీ అపేత నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ అండర్ గాన్ అఖిల ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ చాపలే ప్రొక్లివిటీస్ అర్భకే అంటు ఎ బాయ్ దాంతే హ్యావింగ్ కంట్రోల్ ద సెన్సెస్ అద్రుత క్రీడానకే without being accustomed to sporting habits anuvartini obedient chakru did bestow krupam causeless mercy yadyapi although tulya darshana impartial by nature shushrushamane unto the faithful Munaya, the Muni followers of the Vedanta, Alpabhashini, one who does not speak more than required. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty and did not speak more than required. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, All the Vedas are searching after me. Lord Sri Chaitanya says that in the Vedas, the subject matters are only three, namely to establish the relation of the living entities with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, perform the relative duties in devotional service and thus achieve the ultimate goal, back to Godhead. As such, Vedantavadis or the followers of the Vedanta indicate the pure devotees of the Personality of Godhead. Such Vedantavadis are the Bhakti Vedantas, are impartial in distributing the transcendental knowledge of devotional service. To them, no one is enemy or friend. No one is educated or uneducated. No one is especially favorable and no one is unfavorable. The Bhaktivedanta see that the people in general are wasting time in false sensuous things. Their business is to get the ignorant mass of people to re-establish their lost relationship with the personality of Godhead. By such endeavor, even the most forgotten soul is roused up to the sense of spiritual life. And thus being initiated by the Bhaktivedantas, the people in general gradually progress on the path of transcendental realization. So the Vedanta Vajis initiated the boy even before he became self-controlled and was detached from childish sporting, etc. But before the initiation, the boy became more and more advanced in discipline, which is very essential for one who wishes to make progress in the line. In the system of Varnashrama Dharma, which is the beginning of actual human life, small boys after 5 years of age are sent to become brahmachari at the Guru's ashram, where these things are systematically taught to boys, be they king's sons or sons of ordinary citizens. The training was compulsory not only to create good citizens of the state, but also to prepare the boy's future life for spiritual realization. The irresponsible life of sense enjoyment was unknown to the children of the followers of the Varnashrama system. The boy was even injected with spiritual acumen before being placed by the father in the womb of the mother. Both the father and mother were responsible for the boy's success in being liberated from the material bondage. That is the process of successful family planning. It is to beget children for complete perfection. Without being self-controlled, without being fully disciplined, and without being fully obedient, no one can become successful in following the instructions of the spiritual master. And without doing so, no one is able to go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. In this chapter, initially Narada inquires about Vasudeva's despondency, in which and also this chapter contains many important shlokas. And then later on, Vasudeva requests Narada to find his despondency. And then as an expert physician, Narada diagnoses and finds out the fault. And he finds two defects. The first one is the insufficient glorification of the Lord. And secondly, the overemphasis on 4 Purusharthas. These were the two defects in the compilation of Vasudeva. And we see here how Narada Muni is giving feedback. Unto whom? Vasudeva. One who has written all 4 Vedas, 18 Puranas and 108 Upanishads and Mahabharata and Vedanta Sutras. Whatever is known to anyone has all come from Vasudeva. And for such a great, and he is also a great literary incarnation of the God himself. And he is inquiring from Narada Muni, and Narada Muni is giving him total feedback. So therefore, it is understood that anybody can have problems in one's life, even up to the level of Vyasadeva. So it is advisable for anyone who is troubled to approach an authority and find out the causes of his despondency. And here, as an ideal disciple, Vyasadeva is approaching Narad Muni for the same purpose. And we often hear that how prasadam purifies one's senses, holy name purifies one's mind, and Srimad Bhagavatam purifies one's intellect. And devotees of the Lord, they purify the false ego, which is the most difficult thing to be purified. And here Vyasadeva is humble enough to go in front of his spiritual master and inquire. And when he gives feedback, he accepts it. Always feedbacks are not easy to accept, but it is the greatness of Vyasadeva that he is able to digest it and then go ahead with it. And we also hear how Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was the greatest of all the saints of the time, and Saraswati Thakur approached him and took initiation from him. And from material sense, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji did not even know how to write his own name. He didn't know reading and writing. But yet, Saraswati Thakur approached him and took him as his spiritual master. And who is Saraswati Thakur? He is called as the walking encyclopedia. That means all the shastra and all the literatures were bahated by him. And in fact, the high seat of the departmental head in Calcutta University was reserved for him, so that whenever he completes his education, can come and occupy that post. But knowing this, Saraswati Thakur left in between his education and he did whatever he wanted to do. But yet the point is that he was willing to submissively sit in front of his spiritual master, who is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who did know anything about reading and writing. But all the Vedas were known to him by the Lord himself, given by the Lord himself. And similarly, here Narad Muni is also, Vyasadeva is also approaching Narad Muni. Although he is well accomplished, even more than his own spiritual master in one sense, because Narad Muni wrote only Narada Bhakti Sutra, I was just going through that, and only 84 sutras he has given, and only one book compiled, maybe one more, Narada Pancharatra, maybe one more, only one or the two of the such literatures have been given by Narad Muni. Whereas Vyasadeva, as we discussed, he has given so much, but yet he was humble enough to go in front of his spiritual master and inquire submissively. And when the feedbacks were given, he was willing to take it. And thus Narad Muni also proved himself. What is the meaning of Narada? It is said that Narayana Dadati Iti Narada. One who delivers Narayana. One who can give you Narayana. And who is that person? Narad Muni. Similarly, we also hear about Yashoda. What is the meaning of Yashoda? Yasha Dadati Iti Yashoda. That means one who gives Yash or Kirti, glorification to Lord Krishna, is Yashoda. So, yeah. So, and now, to give real inspiration to his disciple, Narad Muni is starting to narrate his own story so that he can compile the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the cause of pure bhakti is the causeless mercy of the devotees and nothing else. And just to illustrate this point, here in Narad Muni is going to narrate his own personal story. And as it is said that example is better than precepts, isn't it? Because we can give so many examples and so many stories, but unless there is a living example, living legend, so philosophy doesn't make much sense. So therefore, after narrating everything, how to compile Srimad Bhagavatam, now Narad Muni is telling his own story. And in the foreword to the book Legacy of Love, Bhakti Tirtha Swami has written the foreword to that book. And he says that when devotees do not see pure devotees around them, then what happens? They gradually lose faith in devotional service. Why? Because they need to see somebody who is actually practicing it and is actually also getting benefit out of it. Such examples of pure devotees are very, very essential. Otherwise, he says that the followers, the devotees around, may not be able to practice it properly because they need somebody who can actually show how to do that and who is also reaping the results of performing such devotional service. So it is a great fortune of Vyasadeva that he has his spiritual master Narad Muni, who is a pure devotee and who is exemplifying all those qualities which are necessary. And thus he starts narrating his own story. And in the Prabhupada writes about how Lord Chaitanya explains the Vedas, what all they teach. Bhagavan sambandha bhakti abhideya hoy prema prayojana vede tina vastu koy. That means we have to establish our relationship with Bhagavan Krishna, that is sambandha jnana. Bhakti, to start worshipping that Bhagavan, is abhideya. And after doing that, we'll achieve our prayojana, that is prema. And nothing more than this has been discussed in all the Vedas. All the Vedas, if at all you go and see, and only three things are mentioned. And Vedesya Sarvair Ahameva Veda, even Krishna says the same thing in Bhagavad Gita. So it is said that many know what to do. Many people know what exactly to be done, that is to be accepting Krishna as our master and develop our relationship with him. But few know how to do that. Only few of them know how to actually render devotional service, that is abhideya. And rarely it is someone who knows why it should be done. Why one should serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, the neophyte devotees, they worship and they render service unto God for their own paltry things like sense gratification and this and that. And therefore, those who can answer this question, why they are rendering devotional service perfectly, the right way, if they know the answer for that, then they are the ones who will achieve the success. That means it is to understand why one should actually render devotional service. And there should be nothing less than devotional service, pure devotional service. Only when one has such answers for his questions, why is, then what happens, he actually achieves the success in his devotional service. So therefore it is said, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma Yatho Bhakti Radokshaje Ahaitiki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. So Ahaitiki, without any cause, we see that causeless mercy in the lives of these Bhaktivedantas. They have met Narad Muni, the son of maid servant, and now they are willing to bestow their causeless mercy upon him. That means they are going to initiate him. They are initiating him even before he was very much disciplined. And of course, after being initiated, our son of maid servant Narad Muni, he also develops all these qualities which are mentioned in the translation. And also Srila Prabhupada mentions about the Varnashrama Dharma and Gurukula system. And recently I was hearing one lecture by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. He was mentioning, once it so happened in North America, the devotees of Gurukula, they went to see Christian missionary school. And they went there and they did one experiment to the children over there. They told the children that you please write down what all you expect from God, what all you pray for from God. So all the children were given pen and paper and they started writing what all they wanted from God. And the papers were collected and they were read out. What these boys and all children had written, they said that somebody said, I want good marks, my dear God, please help me to get my good marks. As it happens all the time. And somebody said that I want this particular girl to be my fiancée. Somebody said, I want my bicycle, I want my bicycle, please somehow arrange for a bicycle for me so that I can go to school. And somebody said, I want good dresses, after all, I don't have good dresses. My Lord, please provide me some good dresses. This is what these children wrote. And these devotees, then they conduct the same survey experiment in Gurukula. And Gurukul boys were also told to, you know, write down what they all want from God. And surprisingly, you know what they, all these children wrote about? They said that, my dear Lord, please give me pure devotional service. Please give me taste for the holy name. Please let me control my senses. And all such, you know, very high philosophical and spiritual desires they wanted to be fulfilled from the Lord. Just see the difference. The same set of boys in one place and another place. The difference is so much. Gulf of difference. Why? Because they are being trained up in a place like Gurukula, where they are taught what is the goal of life and how to achieve it. Whereas in, you know, a regular school, and that's what happened. And it is not the fault of those boys, those children. Because that is what they were being told there. So that is the glory of Varnashram Dharma and Gurukul system. Where the children are taught right from the beginning. Therefore, there is no wonder why Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumara Macharit Prajna, isn't it? So, and then at the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes about the final verdict of the purport is that without being self-controlled, without being self-disciplined, and without being fully obedient to the spiritual master, no one can follow the instructions of the spiritual master. And without following the instructions of the spiritual master, there is no question of perfecting one's life and going back to Godhead. So therefore, Prabhupada makes it a point how one should have all these qualities. And we see all these qualities in the son of maid servant, Narad Muni. All these qualities are mentioned. He was self-controlled, Dante. That's what we read. And he had no attachment to the sports. Adhrita Kridanako. Now, Olympics are going on. I don't have any words to comment. Because here is a small child who is supposed to be attracted to sports and, you know, all those things, games. And he is detached himself from all of that. And we see how the grown-up people are wasting their lives in such sports, as if that is a one's own goal of life or what. Of course, well, if one wants something, then one should be able to sacrifice. So here, the child has sacrificed what? The attraction for the sports. Every child has so much attraction for the sports. What to speak of anybody else. And he has given it up. And disciplined. He is also disciplined. And that is called as Anuvartini. Obedient. And on top of that, the fourth quality he has is Alpabhashani. He doesn't speak more than required. So that is another quality which is an extra one which he has acquired. And we see that how later on Prahlad Maharaj also exemplify the same qualities. He is also not interested in any sports. Although he was also a small baby boy. Is it not? So that means Yatha Guru Tatha Shishya. The Guru, in his childhood, as a son of maid servant, exemplified all these qualities. So same thing we can see in the lives of his disciples such as Prahlad Maharaj. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada has given many, many such formulas in his purports. That what are the secrets of spiritual life? No? We all want to know something secret and some short formula so that we can, you know, apply that and get the results. And actually Bhagavatam purports are full of such, you know, words. Secret of spiritual life, secret of spiritual life. And right in the first canto, first chapter, text number 8, Srila Prabhupada reveals the first secret of spiritual life. And when the sages of Naimisharanya are glorifying Suta Goswami. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada, what is that secret of spiritual life? The secret of spiritual life, getting success in spiritual life is to submit oneself to the spiritual master and become humble servant of him. And if it is the secret, then it is published and it is read over and distributed over everywhere. Is it not? So that means although such secrets are there, but we need to know them, how to understand them. The secret is only revealed to those who are like our Narad Muni here. He's exemplifying all these qualities in his childhood. And because of that, he is attracting the mercy and the causeless blessings of his spiritual master, these Bhaktivedantas. And these Bhaktivedantas, they are actually blessing and actually initiating him. And that all happened, but also we see how Narad Muni actually served them, actually accepted their teachings and actually fulfilled all those qualities. And again, Srila Prabhupada writes in first canto, 8th chapter, the secret treasure of devotees. Devotees also want to have treasure. And here, how to acquire that secret treasure. And he gives the example of Sanatana Goswami. How Sanatana Goswami, although he was a temple president of one of the biggest temple, the first temple in Vrindavan, that is Radha Madan Mohan, isn't it? But he himself lived a very simple life, in the sense that he, all these Goswami, they slept under different tree each night and they begged for their sustenance. And Prabhupada read that story, how one person came and he was searching for some wealth, and he was directed to Sanatana Goswami by Lord Shiva, and Shiva sent him there, and Sanatana Goswami said, okay, you want some riches? Okay, go and get that parasmani or touchstone. And where was that kept? We all know. Where was it kept? In a dustbin. A touchstone to be kept in a dustbin, is it ever possible? Impossible. Why it was like that with Sanatana Goswami? Because he knew what is the real treasure. The treasure was his devotional service to the Lord. So therefore, one who understands this as a treasure, he is one who has been revealed this secret of devotional service. So Prabhupada writes that. And of course, in Bhagavad Gita, right in the second chapter of 9th chapter, Lord Krishna tells, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyaksham Avagavyam Dharmyam Susukam Kartum Avayam. And this is Raja Vidya, king of all the knowledges, and it is Raja Guhyam. It is secret knowledge. It is called very, very confidential. And if it is so confidential, if it is so secret, then it is being distributed to everybody. It is Raja Vidya, and that is being distributed all over. So that means everybody has an access to Raja Vidya, is it not? But then it is Raja Guhyam also. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, what is that confidentiality of this knowledge? The Guhyam part. He says that this knowledge involves understanding the difference between body and the soul, which is the very first and foremost lesson of Bhagavad Gita, that we are not the body, we are the spirit soul. Dehinosmin yata deha. So that means this knowledge is understood to one. He can understand this knowledge because who knows the difference between the body and the soul. That means one should rise above the bodily platform of life. And similarly, again in 5th canto, Srila Prabhupada writes one more secret. There are so many secrets today to hear. The secret of success in practicing yoga is to become free from bodily attachment. And in purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes the Narottam Das Thakur's this song, Deha Smriti Nahi Yara Samsara Bandhana Kahatara. That means, one who has given up the bodily concept of life, for him there is no bondage in this material world. That means he is liberated. That means one who understands that he is not the body, he is the spirit soul. He can actually understand the secrets of yoga. So that is to understand that the very basic and very fundamental teachings of Bhagavad Gita is to understand that we are not the body, we are the spirit soul. And it is so very difficult to understand this simple fact. Therefore, Lord Krishna speaks about this point 14 times in second chapter. Right there in second chapter, before any yoga, karma, jnana, rashtanga or bhakti yoga, Krishna speaks about this fundamental truth. Not one time, not two times, not three times. But how many times? 14 times. Knowing well that it is very difficult to understand, especially for people of Kali Yuga. And yet it is so difficult for us to actually understand this one fact. Therefore, when our Vijay Prabhu was here some years before, he was giving Bhagavatam class, he made the same point. If one can understand this one simple fact, that one is not the body, one is the spirit soul, then it is as if giving a big slap on the face of Maya. That means Maya cannot have any power on you. She cannot dictate anymore because you have understood the fact of life. So, and then again Srila Prabhupada speaks. How this is going to be possible in one's life? How can one actually understand this fact that we are not the body but the spirit soul? For that also Srila Prabhupada has written, it is possible for one who chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One should chant Hare Krishna mantra and associate with devotees. One who does that, he will understand this knowledge that he is not the body, he is the spirit soul. And when he understands that, then his yoga process becomes easier. And one who knows this subject matter, he is the real person. That means he has understood the secret of spiritual life. That's what Srila Prabhupada writes there. If this is a secret, then if it is also we have heard about it and read about it and trying to practice, but still we are unable to get that point. what is the point there? What is the problem? Because one has to pay the price. Unless they pay the price, we won't get that, you know, treasure, the king of all the knowledges. And what is that? The four qualities exemplified by Narad Muni and three expectations which Prabhupada has written about in the purport. The four qualities which we discussed, and also we understood the three aspects, three expectations from Srila Prabhupada. And what are those? Again, that one has to be self-disciplined, one has to be fully obedient, and at the same time, one has to be self-controlled. So, yeah, these are the very important things one has to achieve in one's life so that he can actually understand the secret of one's spiritual life. And this is a price to pay, because there are no free lunches anywhere. We have to pay the price. And this is possible only in the association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada has created ISKCON, where anyone can come and accept devotional service, chant Hare Krishna, associate with the devotees. That means, although these concepts may appear to be very difficult, but it is also, every facility has been created by the founder Acharya himself. So it is up to us now that how we utilize these facilities and make our life successful. So again in 6th canto, Srila Prabhupada writes, Tatte nukampasu sumikshamana bunjana yavatma krutam vigapam. And he writes over there that one who understands whatever is happening in one's life, it may be good, it may be bad, it may be this or that, it is all the mercy of the God. Knowing well all of this, and he doesn't complain to anyone, and then he goes to the Lord, that he thanks Lord. My dear Lord, thank you very much for everything, whatever you have bestowed upon me. One who understands this can understand the secret of spiritual life. Again, Prabhupada writes there. And again in 4th canto, Srila Prabhupada writes about Prachetas. They received the instructions from Lord Shiva, and then what they did? They actually meditated on the instructions of the spiritual master, who is none other than Lord Shiva. And again, Srila Prabhupada writes over there, this is the secret of spiritual life, that one has to meditate on the instructions given by the spiritual master, and thus one can perfect one's life. And next, again, Srila Prabhupada, in the same 4th canto, he speaks about how to see the Supreme Personality of God and Krishna face to face. Yes, one can see Supreme Personality of God and Krishna face to face. Prabhupada has written in his purport how to do that. He writes that one who takes the instruction of the spiritual master seriously and executes them. And then he writes, it is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one is seriously executing the order of spiritual master, that means he is actually seeing the Supreme Lord, as per Srila Prabhupada. And we have to have faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada. So, these are the secrets revealed by Srila Prabhupada right in his purports. So therefore Srila Prabhupada said that my purports are devotional ecstasies, isn't it? So Anybody wants ecstasy, they can dive deep into these purports and get the jewels out of it and understand the secrets of spiritual life, and one can perfect one's life also. And Srila Prabhupada writes after that, so when one takes the instructions of the spiritual master as a life and soul, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Reke Kuru Nandana, 4.2 I think, isn't it? And there again Srila Prabhupada, when one actually seriously executes the orders of the spiritual master, then it is as good as seeing Krishna, that means tantamount to seeing Lord Krishna. Then again writes Srila Prabhupada, not in the bushes of Vrindavan one cannot find Krishna. One cannot find Krishna in Vrindavan, but rather one can find Krishna when one executes the orders of one's spiritual master. And then again Srila Prabhupada writes about the secret of being perfectly educated. What is the secret of being perfectly educated? Srila Prabhupada writes that one who knows Lord Krishna is my real friend and he will protect me at any cost, at all times. One who has this faith, we can call him as he is perfectly educated. So this faith that Krishna is the maintainer and he is the master, one who understands this, he has actually educated person. Then again Lord Krishna tells Yudhishthira Maharaj, he says that one who has not conquered the senses cannot conquer me. So that means before we conquer Krishna, before we expect anything from Krishna, then one has to be perfectly sense controlled. Only then one can expect to conquer Krishna, otherwise he is unconquerable, ajita. So again Srila Prabhupada writes that conquering the senses in spiritual life with the secret of success in spiritual life, again Srila Prabhupada reveals that secret. And there are so many such secrets which are revealed in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada has written. But amongst all of them, I found one which is very, very powerful. Again, it is coming from 7th canto. It is said that Kama Asankalpa Jayet. That means there is a list of things. How can one achieve all those things? How can one conquer lustful desires? How can one conquer the fear? And how can one conquer all these anarthas in one's heart? And it is said that by making resolutions, one can overcome the lustful desires. And then by discussing the truth of subject matter, we can overcome the fear factor. And then again he speaks about how can one give up this anger. By giving up envy, one can give up anger. All these things are written over there. And at the end, the best of the formula has been given. What is that? Etat sarvam guru bhaktya purushohi anjasachet. That means all this can be achieved. This and this and this and that. So many others can be achieved simply by doing one thing. What is that? Guru bhaktya. That means to become a devotee of the spiritual master. That means to follow in his footsteps and follow his instructions. When one does that, then it is said that one can achieve anything and everything. So that is the secret of success once again. And as I see this verse here, this is from 10th canto again, 87th chapter, personified Vedas are speaking about the glories of spiritual master here again. The translation goes like this. The mind is like an impetuous horse that even the persons who have regulated their senses and breath cannot control. Those in this world who try to tame the uncontrolled mind, but who abandon the feet of their spiritual master, encounter hundreds and hundreds of obstacles in their cultivation of various distressful practices. O Anbarnald, they are like merchants on a boat in the ocean who have failed to employ a helmsman. So here the personified Vedas are telling that why people encounter so many difficulties in their spiritual life. Why it happens? Because they have not accepted the feet of their spiritual master all in all in their lives. That means they have, those who have abandoned the feet of their lotus feet of their spiritual master encounter hundreds of obstacles in their cultivation of various distressful practices. So therefore, when we face any problems in our own spiritual life, we should go back and try to understand, am I actually being very faithful to my spiritual master? Am I following all his instructions? Yeah, there we'll find the answers. And then they actually compare that some merchants, they are going on voyage. They are taking sea route to go to some other place so that they can earn some money. And what they have done is, they have boarded their boats and they do not have captain for their boat. And the boat has already, you know, the ship has already left. And now it is in the middle of the ocean. And there is nobody who can control the boat. So what will happen to them? Sure enough, they will not be able to control the boat, and if there are any storms in between, and we know what will happen to them. That means they will end their lives right in the middle of the ocean because they have forgotten to take the pilot, I mean their captain along with them. Who is that captain? The spiritual master. So therefore, again it is said in 11th canto, I think. What is that shloka? Wherein spiritual master is compared to a boatman or Nridehe madhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam gurukaranadharam mayanu kulena navasvateritam puman bhavabhim na taretsa atmaha. It is mentioned there. Nridehamadyam sulabham sudurlabham. This material body, you know, is very difficult to obtain. This human form of life has been awarded. Guru Karanadharam, and Guru is, Karanadhara is like a captain of the boat, of the ship. And Mayanukulena Navasvateritam, that means the favorable winds are the Vedic scriptures. After having achieved all the three, if one does not perfect one's life, his atmaha is actually killing of his own soul. So therefore, the point is very simple and very clear that one who accepts the orders of the spiritual master as one life and soul, then he is a candidate to get the revelation for all these secrets. Therefore, we right in the morning we sing this Gurvashtakam. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado. And again we sing for Guru Puja, isn't it? How Srila Prabhupada is our preeminent Acharya, and how by gaining his mercy, All the desires are fulfilled, isn't it? So therefore, these are a few points I wanted to discuss. And also tomorrow there is another important secret is going to be revealed from tomorrow's verse. Tomorrow our Dayal Chandra Prabhu is going to speak. Please come and hear from him, the same time and same place. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya, Śrīmad Bhāgavata Mahāpurāṇa ki jaya, Nitāya Gaura Premanande. Dayal Chandra Prabhu? Hare.